Upton has been able to speak to boss Billy Den.
And Billy, a point at Underhill is usually pretty good, but are you disappointed that it's not all three this afternoon?
Very disappointed. I thought we've made enough chances, especially the first half. I thought we played some good football, created three or four good chances, and they couldn't have been... we were disappointed to come in, and when we did it after 0-0, we could have been three up.
Was it a case of, it was you asked them, didn't you, to continue the last 25 minutes against Rotherham last week, and
yeah,
they've done that,
yeah,
haven't they?
It came out. We've had to reorganise again, like, but... you know, we've lost players again today, and it's disrupted everything. But I've got, I think the lads deserved a real pat on the back today because they've stuck at it and they've worked very, very hard. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to carry that into next week's game against Notts County.
John McAllister missing again today.
Yeah,
he broke down in training, didn't he?
Broke down in training on Thursday. He was out, and McAllister has been ill for 3 days. We brought him down with us. We had a little jog with him yesterday and whatever, and a walk today. He didn't feel too well, so we lost him. So young Berger came on it on the bench, the young lad.
And Gower came on, didn't
yeah.
he? And did very well, slotted in the left back pretty well, didn't he? Say
yeah, well, he's a left-sided player, and you know we've got him and Sleater there, and we thought, well, Ryan can just go in there and do us a bit of a job, and he you know, for his first. His league game or whatever, he's done okay, and it's a very, very difficult place to come. You won't get an harder place to come than Barnet, you know, to put your mark on the game, your mark saying he's come here and he's done okay. I'm very pleased for him. He didn't let us down at all.
There was a bit of confusion, wasn't there, over the substitution that's brought on Goward with Dan Martin?
Yeah, well, I don't know what the referee was thinking. Dan's coming off, he's just walking off, and he lets him take a free kick, which, you know, he says we weren't ready and all this, but I mean, I thought, you know, the referee were a bit dodgy on both sides, you know, but he's given a penalty later on and all, but Muggy's made a tremendous save, you know. If that had gone in and did a 1-2-1, we'd have been very, very down. But we've got a point, and we've got to build on that now. We've stopped that rot, and that's the only thing that I'm bothered about. But we stopped it at a place where it's very difficult to come, and I think our supporters over that far corner stuck with us. They were shouting a bit and all, and they see what we're trying to do. We know they're with us all the time, and we just thought we can get a win for them as soon as we can.
It's been a case today, more positives than negatives, wasn't it? That's the important thing, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, a lot of positives, you know. I mean, we've worked hard, we've created chances, you know. Brown and Mickey could have had two or three each up front, especially first half. But we created them second half, and first half we do a little set piece, what we work very well, and Muller's got in the back stick from a corner, and he's headed it across the face to go. He knows he possibly should have hit the target. But like you say, we've created chances, a lot of chances, but I've always said all along, all season, that we will create chances with what the pace we've got in the team. We've tied it up at the back. They did a lot better today, but they're disappointed that they didn't keep a clean sheet. So, you know, all in all, I'm pleased to get a point, but I think we deserve three.
Simon Brown, of course, getting off the mark this season with
yeah.
his goal, and that's important for him as well, isn't it?
Yeah, he had a good chance just before half-time, didn't he? You know, when we got through, played some deep football, got through, and he just hit it over the bar. We're very disappointed that he's come out second half, and... his ears are burning, I think, and he's gone in there, and he's got in the inside left channel, lit it across the face of the keeper. He took it well, and I'm very pleased for him. I'm pleased for anybody who scores, but you know, it might set him off a bit on a little bit of a run now.
And now that small matter of Notts County at home next Saturday.
Well, you know, it's a local derby match. You know, we're down there. Everybody thinks we're easy mate, but every manager I speak to, like, said, you know, I mean. Paul said after the match to me, he says, you deserved all 3 points, without a doubt, like, you know, and that's coming from the manager, and that's very nice things to say to me. I appreciate that, but he's right, we know we should have had 3 points, but they've stuck at it, and he's got a team who will keep going and going and going, especially when they're going down the slope second half. They always seem to score down in this bottom end at Barnet, you know, and... you know, they will be a very, very difficult team to beat here.
Very good performance. Thanks, Billy.
Thank you.
Now back to more great music.
Another 60 minutes of your favourite song from Mansfield. Only.